Welcome to the Brawl Show Podcast with Sam and Bram, a regular couple of bozos. Bulldozer!
Hello and welcome to the Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Provo Bandit.
I'm New Brammy.
Also known as Sam.
And Bram.
And today, we're going over big changes with the Brawl Pass. So, if you didn't know, Supercell / Brawl Stars announced that starting January of 2023, nope, not 2023, 2024, Brawl Pass will be completely different. We're going to go over all the changes, and we're going to discuss if it was a good or bad move. So, let's get right into it. Now, before we get into our opinions, whether changing a Brawl Pass was a good move or a bad, let's get into us actually changing. So, New Barmy, do you want to go through the list of stuff?
I guess so.
Starting at the top.
Okay. I don't want to read all of this. What's new? Brawl Pass season changes to 1 month long instead of 2 months.
It's 1 month long instead of 2 months.
Yep.
Okay.
Which is better.
I
honestly think it's better.
Let's go through all of them, and then we'll go back. Next.
Brawl Pass no longer available for gems.
So you can't buy it with gems.
Which is sad for free-to-play
players. Let's get through everything.
Okay. Brawl Pass costs $7 or $6.99, whatever, $7. And Brawl Pass Plus costs $10. Free-to-play players who buy 3 passes a year should get their progression buffed. Bling got nerfed in the free track, but gems got buffed. The Brawl Pass value is now buffed from 13 times value to 20 times value, or 25 times value with Brawl Pass Plus. Chromatic Brawlers and Chromatic Coins is going to be removed. Chromatic Brawlers were distributed among the existing rarities in the game.
Okay, there's more.
There is? Their mastery track will also change because of that. A lot of star drops in the Brawl Pass, including a guaranteed legendary per month. Tail rewards will also come to
change
to star drops. These changes will come into effect starting in January 2024.
So, yeah. Those are all the different things. Let me pull my notes up right. Okay. Another thing that's important, that was the list, like the very shortened list that Supercell gave us of the things that's happening. If you want like a more like expounded upon thing, you can read the
maintenance.
The post in game. The post in game. Yeah. It goes over all of it. But another big thing I think we should mention was that quests, that there's going to be more seasonal quests than daily quests. So, it's less, now progress will be less trying to log in every day to do your quest. Instead, you have the entire month to do the big important quests.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah. You know what, New Barmy, why don't you read this? Wait, no. No, we kind of went over it. So bling is going to be nerfed. That's the big nerf. There's another bad thing with this I'll talk about in just a second. But, you know what? I'll go over all the different rarities that the chromatic brawlers are getting into. Go over this really quick. So the brawlers that are becoming epics are Pearl, Mandy. Man, this is testing if I know everyone's names.
Mandy,
Maisie, Sam. Lola, Ash. Belle, Gale, Colette.
Yeah.
Mythic will be Lou, Ruffs, Buzz, Fang, Janet, Otis, Archie, Charlie, Eve, and Buster. And legendary will be Cordelius and Surge. So, yeah. Now let's get into opinions. First, let's kind of work backwards. So, Noob Army, what do you think about these rarities? Do you think they fit right? Or do you think someone should change?
Yeah, one stood out in the Mythic rarity was Lou. I'm like, I think the only reason he's in there is because his hypercharge is OP.
No, I think Mythic... I don't know. The thing is, the rarities don't tell you how good they are.
I know.
It tells you how complicated they are. Lou's freeze ability, I think, justifies him being in Mythic.
Not really.
Yes, it does. It's a whole mechanic, a whole nother circle that's added to the game, like next to the player tag, because of his mechanic. It's very, very unique. So I agree with Mythic.
Okay.
Though things that are weird, I'll go over the ones that I don't think should be Mythic, that should be Epic, or even super rare. Buzz, okay, he does not deserve to be a Mythic.
No, I think he does because what? His super is a new ability.
Like no, it doesn't. Wait, Buzz?
Yeah.
No, not Buster.
Oh, Buzz. Oh.
Buzz could be a super rare, honestly.
Yeah, he could.
Same thing with Fang.
Yeah.
He is not that complicated. His attack's a little weird, but other than that, it's not that weird. And then... one thing that I thought was weird... Oh, no. Eve could be not a Mythic. Eve could be a super rare.
Well, I guess so. It's kind of new.
Yeah, but it's... I think it's just like...
I think
it could
be Epic.
I think they think of Mr. P, and they put Eve with Mr. P, but... maybe. I don't know.
I feel like she can be compared to Ash in the Epic. She's basically Ash, I guess.
Yeah. And then,
super.
Interesting that they chose Surge and Cordelius as legendary. Those are definitely, looking at this entire list, those are my two favorite chromatic brawlers.
Yeah.
Is Surge and Cordelius. They're both very fun. And I think I agree with them being legendary.
Yeah.
So.
They're pretty complicated, but if you watch, like, Brawl Talk, how it goes over it, it's pretty easy to learn.
Yeah. So. I think, other than Fang, Buzz, and Eve, I agree with the rankings they have for the different rarities. Okay, now, I guess we kind of, this is really quick. The quest thing, that quests are now less daily, more seasonal.
Yep.
You think that's good?
Yeah.
Why do you think that's good?
Because it's not like forcing you. It's not like, please come play our game, please. You have a daily quest. You have a daily freebie. Come on. Please play our game. It's more like, oh yeah, you can play whenever you want. Which makes me more welcome. And makes me more want to play every day. Than just like kind of forcing the quest.
Okay, now I should explain better what we're doing. Now we're gonna go over all the different topics. All the different things they changed. And whether we think it is good or bad. So, next thing we can talk about is them getting rid of chromatics.
Yeah.
Is this good or bad?
I think...
like, making them normal brawlers.
They did this with trophy road brawlers. If people were there for that, like, kind of, like, new players around that time and they saw that Brawl Talk, then it should be nothing new for chromatic brawlers. So, I think it's a good change. It's not too complicated for that new... a simple answer is yes, I think it's good.
Yeah, I think this is really good as well. It just made it super complicated. And Mythics... No. Chromas were harder to get than Mythics. That, to me, is crazy. Unless you paid... they were harder to get than Mythics.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a very good change. It's getting rid of unneeded currencies. Who cares about chroma credits? Just put them with the other brawlers. This is a very good change. I've been wanting them to do for a while. And the fact that they did it now, or at least in January, that's awesome. I'm glad they changed that.
Yeah.
So
it's a good thing.
Let's go through every single change they had, and we'll give you our opinion. The rest of this episode really is just, hey, it's our opinion. Was this good? Was this bad? Should things be changed?
Yeah.
So I think, let's preface this by saying overall, it's pretty good.
Yes, sure.
You know, I'll just get the big spicy takes out of the way in case people leave midway through. I'll give you my spicy takes now. One thing that is sad is that you can't buy Brawl Pass with gems, okay? Sure, you're getting buffed. Free progression is getting buffed, right? So that it's more than if you bought Brawl Pass with free gems. But it's still sad that you can't get that extra Brawl Pass progression with gems now.
If they
you can go next. I want to go to mine first before I forget. So, that's kind of sad. But everyone got buffed, yeah, right? That's good, but it means that there's bigger disparity. So that means people who pay money will be even more further ahead than before. Right? So that's kind of sad. But I think looking disparity, what does that mean? Like, they will have more. What does more of what? More power? No. They won't have more power. They'll have more progression. That's a very big difference, in my opinion. Progression and power are very different. Power, if it was they were getting more power, like in-game, better brawlers, exclusive brawlers, exclusive bad. Skins. No, that's not power. Skins is not power.
Not really, but if you get like the...
No, but I'm not talking about that. Okay. I'm talking about power. Yes. If people who paid for Brawl Pass got more power, got better brawlers, got like... If you bought Brawl Pass meant you were better in game, that would be bad. But that's not really what's happening. What's happening is that they're getting more progress.
Progress.
They're going through faster.
True, they get a
brawler. No, wait. They're going through faster. Like I said, very big difference. It means that they're going through faster. That doesn't mean they're better. So, I think it's fair. This is okay. This is fair. They can buy progress, but they're missing out on some of the fun, right? They're missing out on the fun of going through and working hard to get all the brawlers, okay? But they're not getting power. So, in my opinion, as long as Supercell doesn't make it a way that you can, like, buy too much power where you're obviously better if you don't buy it, then I'm fine with this, right? Unless they made Brawl Pass, like, if you buy Brawl Pass, you'll be better in game. That would be bad. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is that you can progress faster if you get Brawl Pass, and I'm okay with that. So, overall, that's my huge take with this.
I can definitely agree with that. For sure. I love what Provo Bandit said, like, they get a new brawler, but it's mostly progression.
Yeah. Skill is still the most important thing to Brawl Stars.
They still buy Brawl Pass just for progression, you know?
Not for skill.
Not for skill, not for really for the brawlers. It doesn't really matter about that. But for the progression. Progression is key.
So, you think this is okay?
Yes.
Yeah, the biggest, like, conflict with this, more buff to progression, sure. Yeah, that's good. Then no one's contesting that. What everyone's contesting is whether Brawl Pass should be for only for gems or for money. And we're saying it's okay if it's for money as long as it's not pay to skill, basically. Yeah. So that's what we're saying. So overall, we're good with this. We're okay with the system. We're glad this is changing.
That's the biggest thing.
Slightly better than before. So we at the Brawl Show are overall glad with this change.
Yeah.
So we could go through all the changes to talk about what you think. Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Brawl Pass being 1 month long, being shorter. What do you think?
I think it's better because this goes really good with the update. Because right now, and for a while, for like this past month or something, for like a couple weeks, I have been on tier 70 or tier 60 or whatever. Yeah.
Getting those trash rewards,
like literally no coins, literally no nothing. You didn't even get one chroma credit, nothing like that. Like, only...
So you're glad that it's changing?
Like, yeah, I'm glad that it's 1 month, and I'm glad that the progression for end rewards is better.
Yeah. So, I will miss 2 month seasons.
Yeah.
I will miss it. I disagree with New Barbie. I will miss it because when it comes to the end of Brawl Pass, I know update is coming, but with this Brawl Pass, they've said they're still doing updates at the same time. It's just that there's going to be two Brawl Passes in between. So I'll be sad that it's not 2 months. I think it's fun, but I do agree with the tier 70 thing. So next is lowering the price from $7 and Brawl Pass Plus being $10. What do you think about the price change?
My gosh.
Overall, it costs more. Just so you know. I don't care about Brawl Pass. I care about price. Only could talk about price.
Okay. So this is the best change.
No, really, the price making it more expensive. That's the best change.
It's not too much expensive making it like $4 more expensive.
Because right now we're only talking about price. So you think price is the best change?
No.
Making it more expensive was the best thing they did.
I was saying that Brawl Pass Plus is better. Then, like, this is the Brawl Pass.
Okay. So, what do you think about the price? Just tell me price.
I think this is okay. Brawl Pass Plus costs $3 more, but get much more. We'll talk about that a little later, but...
Yeah. I think paying a little more, I think it's fine. It's sad we have to pay more, but...
It's just $4 more.
No, it's more than that. It's like... Instead of playing $10 for 2 months, it's $14 for 2 months.
Yeah, $4 more than...
Or $20. So it's like the... $20. Yeah, I think price... It's kind of sad, but it's okay. I'd rather have been like $5 and $7 instead of $7 and $10. But yeah, that's okay. Let's see. Bling got nerfed in Free Track. We kind of ignored this. But what do you think about that?
It's not the biggest thing. I mean, I mostly use gems. Now that there's a big buff to gems, it's not that big of a deal. I use gems to get, like, sometimes pins. Not really pins, but mostly skins and the cosmetics. So yeah.
They've said that there's going to be a better way to get Bling with Power League. So overall, I'm fine with this. Also, I guess we'll talk about this now. Gems is kind of getting a theoretical buff because now you don't have to spend them on Brawl Pass. So what do you think about this theoretical buff? Like, now you can spend gems however you want. You don't have to worry about Brawl Pass. What do you think about this?
I think this is good. I have 5 gems right now. That's how you know. And I spend, like, actual money on Brawl Pass, not gems. So that's how you know, like, I love skins. That's how you know I love cosmetics that much. So, I honestly love this buff.
Okay. Sorry, let me pull this up. Next thing we can opinion on is... trying to think of things we haven't talked about yet. No, that's basically the big things. So, thanks for listening to the episode. Brawl Pass is changing, but I think that's okay. And
yeah.
We'll see you guys in the next one.
Bold, take it away.
You've been enjoying the best Brawl Stars podcast ever. No cap. The Brawl Show podcast is over. Now go home.